I absolutely love driving you mad with the art of the cock tease at dinner. On a first date, I always love when a guy takes me out to an old-fashioned diner. You know, the type of place that makes their own pie and serves their shakes in an old-fashioned, ice-cold, fancy glass cup. The shake or malt is always homemade and incredibly good. I always get a vanilla malt with whipped cream and a cherry on top. Then the extreme cock teasing fun can begin. I start by commenting how much cream they put on top of the shake. I tell the wait staff I will need a water on the side. Then I tell my date that the shake is so incredibly, big. It amazes me how much cream they could put on it. Then I take the straw out of the thick shake and lick it off. I love licking the cream off. Yes, you would be jealous of that straw at that point. I then pick off the cherry and ask my date if he would like it while I smile. It's actually fun to ask the waiter or waitress to give me three or four cherries so I can have a really good time with them. You would be surprised how many guys try to impress me by showing me that they can tie a cherry stem in a knot with their tongue. I have to admit, it does turn me on quite a bit. The burger arrives, and I complain that I can't get my mouth around it. I talk about how big the burger is, how I can barely bite into it. Of course, I manage to do just that. It's extremely frustrating for a man to watch me while I eat a burger and a shake. I can't help but compare it to sucking on their cock. Can you imagine if I was eating a corn dog? Maybe that will be on our next date. Isn't extreme frustration what teasing your cock is all about? Do you need to have your cock teased too? This is Mistress Simone. And you can find this and stories like it at Cock Tease Boot Camp. My blog is kinkyphonemistress.com, and you can call 1-800-601-7259. I'm a night owl, so I like to stay up all night long. Love you, boys. I'll be teasing you soon.